Shalom and welcome to another program of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know how to reach me at 908-217-1358 or P.O. Box 711, Milburn, New Jersey. This program is dedicated to the great cantor Moshe Stern. Stern passed away 2 weeks ago. He was born in Budapest in 1935. He immigrated to Israel in 1950. In 1955, he was appointed chazan to the chief synagogue in Rehovot, and in 1958, to the Hechel Shlomo synagogue in Yerushalayim. In 1963 to 68, he was the chief cantor of the great synagogue in Johannesburg, and from 1968 to 77, of Bethel synagogue in Borough Park, New York. In 1977, he returned to Israel. Stern was regarded as one of the greatest cantors of our time, particularly according to Akiva Zimmerman. I'd like to go back to 1991 when I first met Moshe. I was running some concerts at the State Theater in New Brunswick, New Jersey. The first concert was in 91, and of course I had Moshe Stern there and in my other concerts. And then later on in the 1990s, I, together with cantor Benny Rogoznitsky, we formed Cantor's World, and we had Moshe Stern at all of our concerts and Shabbatones, and it was such a great honor and a pleasure, and to meet this mensch who was just such a fantastic chazan. In 2016, 7 years ago, I undertook a project of doing recordings of most of the great cantors of our time. So I was struggling as to whether I should be playing this now or sometime in the future, but I think it's more appropriate that you hear this now. This is a 15-minute interview, and then we'll get on with the chazanis. A very, very pleased and honored to have with me on the phone the outstanding cantor, cantor Moshe Stern. Shalom, Moshe. How are you?
Baruch Hashem, fine. Thank you. Thank
you. Okay. This has been a great year, celebrating your 80th birthday, and it's wonderful that you're in good health, and we only wish that we could hear more of your
stuff. Well, the good health, this is the, it's okay, you know, uh-huh. But, you know, at this age already, if someone has no problems with any health, doesn't have health problems, it must be something wrong with it. So, but Baruch Hashem, you know, what
yes.
Yeah, whatever I am, Hashem yes. granted me, I'm very happy.
Yes. You were born in Budapest.
I was born in Budapest to a dynasty of Chazonim. My father, Lama Sholem, and his father, it goes back for generations, you know, and of course all my uncles, all my brothers, were all Chazonim. So I was born into, you know, to this profession.
Uh-huh. Were you in a choir when you were younger?
I was in a choir only for the choir of my late father, Rav Sholem, me and my other brothers. We used to sing with him in shul, you know, and this is where I got my real education, you know.
I see. So when did you leave Budapest?
We left Budapest in 1950. It was already after the Shoah, of course. During the Shoah, of course, my father, my brothers were taken away to labor camps and so forth. But I was a kid at that time, a kid of 10 years old, and then later on they gathered us into a ghetto in Budapest, and when the Soviet army released us, you know, and in 1945, beginning of 1945. And a few years later, we decided we are coming to Israel, to settle in Israel, especially because one of my brothers, Olav Sholem, was killed here in the 1948 war. And my brothers came a little earlier than we came.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what was your first position as a chazan?
First of all, you know, I was a very well-known wunderkind, you know, child prodigy in Hungary, in Budapest, where uh-huh. singing in the concerts and in the radio shows. But they, you know, during my years of mutation, of my father didn't let me sing at all. So I started around when I was 18 years old. I had the first position for Ashram Keeper in the town of Ramleh, and then and a year and a half later, I was engaged as a chief cantor of the great synagogue of Rehovot. And then I was there about for 3 years, and from there they called me to the Heichal Shlomo shul, which was just was built, you know, in 1958, and actually from the first Shabbos I was officiating there for about five years.
Mm-hmm.
Until from there I was called to South Africa, to Johannesburg, to the Beis HaMidrash HaGadol. I was also serving there for about almost 6 years. From there I was called to, that was my height of my career, when Moshe Gusevitzky Olav Shalom died in 1966. Then I was still serving in Johannesburg, but then one of my concert tours in New York, in Borough Park, they heard me, and immediately they offered me the job in Bethel, and I occupied the dome there in 1968, I was there for almost 10 years.
Those were wonderful years, for sure.
Yeah, wonderful years. And from there, we came back to Israel. We settled back in Israel with the young children. And I took up only for a Rosh Hashanah Kippur job, you know, position in... first in São Paulo, I was there for about 24 years.
Yes.
And from there, we again decided to come to Israel, and I was called to Chicago, to the Loop Synagogue, and I was serving there for about 13 years, also for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur only.
Yes.
And from there, you know, at about 2 years ago, because of my health problems, you know, physically problems, I couldn't continue. So now I am completely retired.
Well, that's fantastic. What are your thoughts about the Chazanis?
Charlie, this is a very, very difficult question, it's a catch-22. In the earlier years, and I would go back even till about 10, 15 years ago, where we had the Chazanis was still perishing, it was really, but it should be. The last few years, it's a complete change in the Chazanis field. You know, the Nusach is almost forgotten. Chazonim and the Baalei Tefillahs, you know, they are using melodies, strange melodies, or strange melodies. On the contrary, they're taking melodies from the pop music and so on, and then they're using the text from the Tefillahs, you know, and
mm-hmm.
So the music completely changed. There is no Nusach anymore. And I really, last few years, I don't even mix, you know, in the Chazanis circles, because of that, because no one takes an effort, you know, to bring back the golden years of Chazanis, unfortunately.
This
is my opinion.
They're learning the Nusach.
The Nusach is forgotten, and even if they teach Nusach, when it comes to the actual... execution from the tefillot, you know, the Nusach is forgotten, and they go in only, you know, it is in well-known melodies from so-called Hasidic music, which is not Hasidic, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
This is what is good, that goes today, you know, and they... look, I want to just tell you, the last Rosh Hashanah, I couldn't travel anymore, so we went into one of the famous hotels in Jerusalem to spend Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And the hotel is packed, you know, about 500-600 people in shul, you know.
Yes.
And when I heard the davening, I didn't know where I am. I don't know if this is a Shabbos, or Shalosh Shregolim, or Tisha B'Av, or no. I never heard that there's no Nusach at all. You know, if someone can sing on the Sane Toikev, and I was the most holiest prayers for some can sing on them, the melody of Eshes Chayil Meimtso, Eshes Min San Toiker Kedushas, you know, and so other. As I mean, this is the end. I'm really, really very sorry to tell you that, but this is what that what this is the position today of Chazones, so-called Chazones. There's no Chazones at all.
Well, some would argue that they're responding to the audience, but they have to lead the audience.
It's the audience, you know, the audience love it. I mean, 500-600 people singing the melody, these melodies, you know, has nothing to do with the Nusach, with the ancient Nusach, traditional Nusach, nothing to do. You cannot hear this in shoes today. No, not at all. And the Roilem, you know, the Tzibur, this is what they know today, and they know the Nusach because they never heard it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very popular, this type of davening.
Yes.
And the performances, and this is very, very well known and very well accepted. But it has nothing to do with our Nusach. This is the position.
Yes. The other issue is that the shuls are not willing to pay.
But the shuls don't want to pay. The shuls are not interested in chazonim. The real chazonim that they still have, you know, the roots, and they know the nusach, but they cannot perform it because the gaboim don't want it. You know, I know a case that one of my students was called over to England, you know, mm-hmm. to London, in one of the most famous shuls. Here they said, look, we are not interested in chazones, we are not interested in choir pieces, you know, just we want the Nusach Karlibach and so forth. Well, there is no such a thing, Nusach
no.
Karlibach. I mean,
no.
Karlibach was a genius. I mean, his pieces and compositions are wonderful, but they are just not fitting the our shul service, the Nusach. Not in the shul, otherwise that's tremendous. So this is what goes to them. They want Karlibach. They want the Nusach or other composers of this sort of music, what is called cantorian music, which is not at all. So this is in the shuls today. I mean, they don't pay. You know, that you hardly can find 2 or 3 chazonim even in Israel that they serve as chazonim, as permanent chazonim. In England, that was once the base of chazonim and liturgical music and choirs. Every shul, little shul, had a choir. Today, nothing. Maybe 1 or 2 chazonim, permanent chazonim. And also, you know, they are asked to use the strange nuskaot that, you know, which has nothing to do with the tefillah.
Yeah.
This is the position.
Yes, and the concert.
It disturbs me very, very much. But there's nothing that can be done about it.
No.
This is the case today with the Chazonish.
Yes.
This is my opinion, and it's well known. I always say the same thing, you know, for years.
Yes.
I think we had an interview about 2 or 3 years ago.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
Quite a long interview with you, Charles.
Yes.
And I think I just mentioned all the same thing
at
that time.
And the concerts don't make up for
the
it.
The concert is something else. The concert is something else. But even in the concerts, you know, when they don't change the program, the repertoire. I mean, all the concerts, they're singing the same numbers. Nothing something new, nothing something really refreshing, something really liturgical. Everything is today, you know, the Hopkes and this is, but this is, you know, there is an old song which that was one of my favorite songs from years back, which is called Chazonim of Probe. I'm
yes.
sure you heard it.
Of course,
many times.
Of course.
And but this was written about with Sholem Sekunda about 100 years ago or something like that, you
uh-huh.
know. And maybe 80 years ago, I don't know.
Yes.
But this is what it goes today. When it comes to the jazz singer, you know, he takes the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is was foreseen by him. You know, it was unbelievable. And this is what's going on today.
Right. Moshe, some of my most memorable memories of Chazanes were your davenings when we were running our Cantor's World, and also the concerts that you were always so unique.
Charlie, my friend, those years I are over, you know. And unfortunately, those years are over, and you cannot produce something that it should go away with the old golden era of Chazanes. Today, you have to go with the time, which I agree. But at least, I mean, the Nusach, at least, I mean, I don't want a Chazanes. At least the Nusach, the Sinai, should be kept in the davening. I mean, this is the first thing that the Chazan has to produce and has to know, and their Tzibur, they have to know this. But this is forgotten.
Yes.
Oh, very sorry.
Well, and it's a question of education also, I think.
Of course, but it's too late. I don't know. This should be done before 10, 15 years ago, the education, you know.
Uh-huh.
That they should be keeping the basic Nusach, you know, and not to just, you are forgetting it completely.
Yes. And as I often say, when someone says, I hate Chazanes, I always say, well, you probably never really heard Chazanes.
Yeah, right.
Well,
unfortunately, this is the situation with Chazanes today.
Oh, well.
But look, the Roilem, you know, they like what's going on today. So at least let them come to the shul and enjoy it. At least they should come to shul, you know.
Yes.
And daven, and they, well... I don't know. It was the same story with opera 30, 40 years ago. You know, it went down, and then it had been an awakening.
Yes.
So, well, I hope that, I don't know if I'll be the still be around, you know, when it will happen. But I hope, and it should happen, that should the Chadish Yomeinu Kedem, you know, it should be back and as it was before, and in the Sholem al Yisrael.
You know, the wheel does seem to go around. It's hard to be optimistic, but I don't want to be pessimistic. But I understand 100% what you're saying, Moshe. But listen, I certainly appreciate your taking the time to share your thoughts.
You gave me the opportunity that I should express myself, you know.
Yes.
What I feel today about Chazanes. There are maybe other Chazanim that maybe they don't want to agree with me, but this is my feeling, this is my opinion, this is how I see today the Chazanes.
Well, let's hope for better days. And
Yirtz Hashem. Meanwhile, the Geula will be here. The Mashiach will come, and then it will be, all these problems will be solved. You know.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Moshe.
Thanks very much.
I wish you all the best. Okay. Shalom. Shalom. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Moshe Stern. I have to find the other one that I did a little bit earlier, but you certainly have his thoughts. This is Ator Chonein, a Moshe special.
Oh! After
As you can tell, that was from a live recording, not a studio recording. And our next selection, let me just get this straight, is Ribono Shel Olam. Let's just set this up. 1, 2, 3. Let's hope that this works. It was quite an interview, wasn't it? I certainly felt very proud to be a part of his life and missed sorely, that's for sure. Okay, let's see. It's a technical problem, which will be solved in a second. And let's go to Ribono Shel Olam.
Oh,
Ribono Shel Olam. Next is Zochreinu Bezikaron.
Ashernie. nici bacă, prea vreo vină. Așa nici bătăle, vreo mă vină.
Y saludos y tapones y suelos, pero al ir y va a ser.
must have been quite a service, to say the least.
Oh,
Wow, what an appreciative audience. This is dynamite, isn't it? Fantastic. His voice will live on forever. V'chein yehi ratzon, our next selection.
Oh,
Is there anything better than that? I don't think so. He was wonderful, that's for sure. Chazanim Oif Prova. A classic.
When the yomim noiroim ezenen itvait Wert a jerid oif hazonim, mehelleint di annonzen di ganze het zeit, vom Vereinen und von Schulen und Minionim. Ach, hasen verlangt, wo soll hoffen a kol, aber le mussef zu da, wenn eine gor in a hol. Euch in a theater far 50 cent top, men da wend jo im Teufim, a viele in a shop. Man nehm dann chason im oi fafar here, sie reise die Gurren zu gefällen, was mehr. Es kommen bald viele soe Kantors von Wien, a viele Jazz Singers singen, le keil oi rech din. An altich gere bald viele zu halten Probe fahre kohl und so los ich mit groß gehabone und wie in der alter Heim amor
Lying me.
Alle junge Leid schuschen sich ganz still. Und der Chairman schreit bei euch, es ist nicht, was der Publik will. Dann steht euch ein Kantor von Wien, klappt on die Kammerton und fuhr ein klein Deutsch-Siederl singene halb darum. Still. Und der Chairman schreit bei euch, es ist nicht, was der Public will. Next. Stand bald unter ein junger Mann von einer anderen Klasse. Er guckt euch gore Punkt wie ein Goy und er davent als euch. Gis, er macht Moshe, Moshe, Bema, Tenas, Helpo, Helpo, Gisemach, Moshe, Bema, Tenas, Helpo, I am the Was in der Fabrik
Okay, Moshe Stern, wonderful. It's Charlie Byrne, hoping that you enjoyed this hour of Jewish soul music, or these 2 hours. Always interested in your feedback and see how we can improve on it. And if you have any comments about Moshe's desires, I'd be interested in hearing from you. CBJMusic@AOL.com. CBJMusic@AOL.com. Shalom, everyone.